This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and our region is going to see a handful of more expert-based teachers entering the school system. I'm joined this morning by Education Minister John Gardner. How are you this morning, Minister?
I'm very well. How are you?
Not too bad, thanks. So can you tell me about the Teach for Australia initiative that the South Australian region seem to be benefiting from?
Yeah, absolutely. We're very excited to be bringing the Teach for Australia program to South Australia for the first time this year. It's been operating in a number of other states for as long as 10 years, and what we have seen is some real benefits for those communities. What the program actually is, what its premise is it gets people who are high achievers, experts, people who are passionate about the thing that they've got their degree in, and indeed many of them have done jobs and have had life experience as well. But these are not just high achievers, they're people who want to give back, and it gives them an opportunity to do teaching without having to go back to university for 4 years to do a new teaching degree. So instead, they get enrolled in a master's in teaching program. They start that master's, but after one of their 6 units in the master's, they're in the classroom in their subject specialty area, whether that's science or maths or music in the cases that are coming to SA this year, or whatever other specialty it is, and they complete their master's while also being a teacher. What we're seeing is that a number of schools, particularly in very regional and rural areas like Roxby Downs, and one of the schools in Whyalla is also taking up the program, you have these specialist teachers positions where they've been advertising for years but unable to attract someone with high level of expertise in maths or science to go up to Roxby Downs and teach there. So this enables somebody with that high level of expertise and a desire and a passion to give back to the community to take that position, to use the skills they've learned and get a teaching degree along the way.
As I used to live in Roxby Downs myself, and I do know the challenges involved with convincing people to move that far out of Adelaide, or just move that far into, I guess, such a secluded space. Does it seem like there's many other schools around South Australia that would be keen to take on a program like this?
Well, we know that we've got 500 public schools around the state, and some of them, you know, Glenunga International High Schools in the leafy green eastern suburbs with 2,000 students and are highly desirable for specialist teachers to work there. But hundreds of our schools are in different circumstances. And we don't think that it is fair that students, whether they're in Roxby Downs or Whyalla or any other part of regional South Australia, shouldn't have the opportunity to have expert teachers who have expertise and passion in subject areas. So the two STEM teachers, the science and maths teachers that are going to Roxby Downs this year. One of them is very, very successful in their academic achievements in engineering, has worked as an engineer, but has decided this is what he wants to spend his life doing, and working as a teacher, particularly supporting disadvantaged students. And the other one is a fantastic young woman who's got a degree in biomedical science. And she too has decided that teaching is actually where her passion is. The Teach for Australia program, being introduced into South Australia for the first time this year, means that we can get people of that calibre who are going to be in our classrooms giving these students the best opportunity. Now, we know that there has been some controversy in previous years about the fact that they don't yet have teaching degrees before they're in the classroom. But what we have seen in other states that have used this program is that the students have seen expertise like this and passion in the classroom and welcomed it. And the teachers who have got their training this way have indeed, pretty much all of them, work out really well. So we don't believe that this is a second-rate offering at all. We believe this is, in fact, going to inspire a lot of students to take up passion in these areas that we need skills in science and math.
And what kind of support is there for teachers making this move? Because, of course, both the teachers moving to Roxby Downs are coming from out of South Australia, and moving to Roxby Downs in particular is quite a tricky task in itself, being so isolated in the desert. What kind of support is there for new teachers looking to, you know, change career path and move to these regions?
That's an excellent question. So It's where we were able to draw on the experience of what we've seen interstate. So the Teach for Australia organisation provides a significant level of support, and they've now appointed a South Australian manager who'll be providing support. There's also the support through their university who's supporting them through their masters. And it's really important that we not just, as a department, employ these guys and then leave them to their own devices. They'll get support from the education department as well, as indeed all new teachers do. But we do want to make sure that as we're evaluating this pilot program, we're setting these teachers up to succeed and we're setting the program up to succeed. Because not only will the three of them have each other's experiences to draw from, there's a whole network of these new teachers who are coming into schools, many of them in remote areas in the Northern Territory or the Eastern States, who also are having similar experiences. And so they're able to support each other, but particularly through the department, through the Teach for Australia organisation and through their universities, they'll be getting that support along the way because we want our students to get the best possible experience. We know that this is a model that can work by having the high level of expertise in their subject area in the classroom, but with their lack of experience as teachers, we want to make sure that's not a disadvantage to these students as well.
No worries. Well, Minister, thank you so much for your time today.
Look, we couldn't be more excited, and I really look forward to seeing what these guys achieve and particularly what their students find from this program in Wyala and Roxby throughout the year, and I'm sure there'll be many more towns that will benefit from it in the years ahead.
That was Minister of Education John Gardner on your Classic Kids Breakfast.